earnings amid the COVID recovery. And we're going to talk about Ukraine sinking some Russian war boats. They're apparently not warships. A ship can launch a boat. A boat can launch people. And not always, you know, you don't always want a boat to launch a person. But anyway, also, I must say, I've been incredibly impressed by how many of you are subject matter experts on modern warfare. Considering all the comments that I saw on the most recent What If Russia Wins video that posted yesterday, I had no idea we had so many four-star generals in the Bear Nation. And honestly, I don't think it's the Bear Nation. I think it's just shit talkers in the comments. Also, shout out to the fly that somehow got into my Nalgene bottle. So we'll go ahead and pick him out. It's going to, if you haven't figured out already, it's going to be one of those days. It's going to be one of those days. There's 81 people here. This is a public video or a private video. I don't know what I did. Who cares? I don't care. At this point, who cares?
Yah's in charge.
Yah is in charge. Bob, shut up, Bob.
It's been a weird one.
It has been a weird one. All right, to the brief. The avian flu outbreak, combined with rising cost of feed and other production costs, has led to sky-high egg prices, which have not yet fully abated. Oh, no. The problem even became so severe that people are smuggling eggs illegally across the U.S.-Mexico border for profit. Despite the potential to incur penalties of up to $10,000, U.S. Customs and Border Protection have already encountered a 108% increase in egg and poultry seizures in the last 3 months of 2022 alone. Robert Reich, you got to be careful how you say that word on the internet. Robert Reich, professor of public policy at Berkeley, tweeted, quote, egg prices are up 60%. That's absurd. Why? Corporate greed. Cal-Maine, the largest egg producer in the U.S., is raking in record profits, $198 million in the last quarter. That's a 65% increase from a year ago, end quote. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but being the director, professor of public policy at Berkeley is not a position that produces eggs for consumption. And just so we're all on the same page here. You know, environmental factors absolutely play a role. Feed can play a role. We talked about this on Monday on the brief. So being a smart guy from Berkeley doesn't necessarily mean you understand how chickens work. I'll also say that being somebody that buys chickens or eggs from the grocery store doesn't mean you know how chickens work. I think I've had chickens almost my entire life. Almost my entire life I've had chickens.
I've had them for 1 year.
And that doesn't mean that I know everything there is to know about chickens. One of the things I know about chickens is they don't make any damn sense. They don't care about your economic, you know, pressures. They don't care. They're like supply and demand, whatever. Bok, bok, bro. Here's an egg. Maybe. Right? That's the best shit I've heard so far today. Thanks, Buckshot Canuck. Continuing on. Reich. Served as Secretary of Labor during the Clinton administration. Super trustworthy guy. Many people have mocked him for his stance, pointing out that the regular price cycles in the egg industry, they say it isn't sudden greed, but simply supply and demand, especially as the avian flu alone led to about a 7.5% drop in domestic egg supply every month since the beginning of the outbreak. Compounding factors, the fragility of the system. All of this would be alleviated, my dear Bear Nationals, if you had your own friggin' chickens. Just putting that out there. But I can't because my job. F your job. Yeah, but whatever. Yeah, that's fine. You can stay in the cities and die. Go for it. It's entirely up to you. You can do whatever you want, including, and I feel like we're about there. You know, every 6 months or so, you're supposed to clean your email list, right? For email marketing, you're supposed to clean it, make sure that the people you have are the good ones. About once a year, I end up posting a video that says, hey, if you don't want to be here, don't be here. And I kind of feel like that today. If you don't want to be here, don't be here. Unsubscribe. You leave all the shitty comments you want. I'll block. I'll delete. We'll do all those things. You know, people complain about, you know, the bear guy from the internet said a thing I didn't agree with. Go watch somebody else. Or better yet, Mr. Four-Star General, start your own channel and I'll come talk shit in your comments. You know what I mean? Like, it's pretty basic. If you have chickens, you're not worried about egg production. But I want to be here, says Off Time. Excellent. Then you shall be here. It's as simple as that. You want to be a Shofarian? Be a Shofarian. You want to be a Bear National? Be a Bear National. But I don't do gray area bullshit. I'm a light switch, man. I'm on or off, hot or cold, left or right, black or white. So don't half-ass it around here. Or you will be summarily removed by the people with the blue wrenches, okay? Okay, Bear. In other words, get some freaking chickens. Back to the brief, still at least one industry group has asked regulators to investigate egg companies for price gouging. Some believe price gouging is happening on nearly every strata with middlemen for most products, not just eggs, especially given so many record profits recorded across the board. However, gauging hidden intent is far more difficult than estimating supply and demand based off of hard numbers. Regardless of the causes, spring is on the horizon, and with it will come another migration of wild birds. It's very possible that another wave of avian influenza will strike poultry in the U.S., and if policies remain the same, it will be handled similarly, further reducing egg supply. Yet again, if you get your own chickens and you feed them anything, leaves, grass, bugs, feed, kitchen scraps, other chickens, roadkill, anything. You feed them anything. As a byproduct of that process, eggs will fall out of their back end, at which point you can either have more chickens or you can eat those eggs.
It's hella tight.
It's like natural or something.
Dude, it's so cool.
It's super duper cool.
It's poop food.
Yeah, no, they're food that makes more food.
Yes.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible. Eggs aren't the only thing sneaking across the border. Since October 1st, border agents arrested 38 people from the terror watch list and 10 convicted sex offenders during this month alone. Of course, this doesn't even begin to touch the 1.2 million gotaways that have passed through since Biden took office. According to a recently released Gallup poll, my thumbs don't work. That was in the poll. There we go. Americans are becoming more and more concerned about immigration, while the number one concern Americans have this year, quote, is the government and poor leadership, end quote, overtaking even their concerns about inflation. Kamala Harris is doing a notoriously poor job, as borders are. And now Texas has installed a new position in the state government, their own borders are. The czar's job will be to ensure strategies for border security are carried out, quote, in the absence of meaningful federal action, end quote. Got a whole bunch of thoughts about this last paragraph. First of all, we're Americans. Let's stop calling people czars. The border czar, the economic czar. No, that's Russian propagandist bullshit. Well, Soviet bullshit. Yep, no czars. How about border boss? Tremendous. Believe it. The best boss, right? That would be so much better than border czar. Or guy/girl in charge of border, I'm fine with. Border czar, negative. You can thank my 1980s indoctrination. I don't like anything that has to do with Soviet Russia. Except the PKM. It's pretty cool. But and I used to hang out with a bunch of Russian chicks back in the day when I was a heathen in a metal band. But I digress. No border czar. No, I don't like that word at all. Is it a deal breaker for me? No. I just think that since we get to choose what language we're going to use, we should use better language. Additionally, the idea that Kamala Harris is doing a terrible job is not a new concept. It's just certain people are waking up to this. I saw something from the Babylon Bee, which was hysterical. It was a six-year-old who was, the piece was that he was Kamala Harris's speechwriter, and they had him in a little suit driving a little Mercedes big wheel and showing up to the office to write Kamala's speeches. It was tremendous. And then when they actually cut in some of Kamala's speeches, it's like, yeah, this was clearly written by a six-year-old. Space is big. No shit, lady. Wait, we're aware. We're adults. Thank you very much. So, yeah, obviously Kamala's terrible. And then as far as border agents arresting 38 people from the terror watch list and 10 convicted sex offenders during this month alone. Yeah, those sound like really big numbers. They're absolutely nothing. And as somebody who works in the anti-trafficking space, I can tell you more than 80% of people who are trafficked by people they know. So yes, the cartels are a key player in all of this, but more so it's grandpas, grandmas, aunts, uncles, parents of children who are trafficking their own children. So yeah, 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 people are trafficked by somebody they know. So it is random assholes off the internet who try to, you know, pick up your kids after a softball game. It is cartel members who place orders for a certain type of person who are then abducted here in the States and shipped elsewhere. That does happen. But 8 out of 10 are trafficked by somebody they know. So, yeah. Everybody in my mind, honestly, is a suspect until proven innocent. And 83,000 children per month go missing. 83,000 per month go missing. So I'm glad they got 10 convicted sex offenders. That's great. Honestly, that's great. We need more of it. The next time you see the grandma or the grandpa at Walmart with a kid that looks like they're being mistreated, they probably are. Things to think about. Now, other things we're going to look at today. Pfizer from RT. Pfizer shares plummet along with demand for COVID drugs. The company's stock has suffered the biggest monthly decline since 2020 as demand wanes for coronavirus products. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer released disappointing earnings on Tuesday with a weaker-than-estimated sales outlook for its COVID-19 drugs. Excellent. The drug maker's stock plunged 14% this month, erasing $40 billion in market value. Pfizer told investors to expect revenue to decline by a third in 2023 as the world emerges from the pandemic and demand for coronavirus drugs slow. The company's combined sales from its COVID vaccine and antiviral treatment reportedly generated more revenue last year than Pfizer's total sales in 2019. The Comirnaty vaccine and Paxlovid virus pill have contributed more than half of the company's $100 billion in sales in 2022. Last year was a record-breaking year for Pfizer. CEO Albert Bourla said in an earnings report, adding, quote, "As proud as we are about what we've accomplished, our focus is always on what's next," end quote. The drug maker has been signaling for months that it would not be able to keep up the pace, but the downturn in its COVID business was worse than analysts had been expecting. For 2023, Pfizer said it expects sales of around $13.5 billion for Comirnaty, down 64% from the year before and below the $16 billion forecasted by analysts. Paxlovid sales are expected to nosedive 58% to $8 billion in 2023, from $18.9 billion the previous year. Based on those estimates, the company expects total revenue of between $67 billion and $71 billion this year, down from $100 billion in 2022. Well, excuse me if I don't shed a tear for Pfizer's less than stellar earnings. Good morning, honey. They did such a great job killing people. Yeah, appreciate you. What's up, SOE? Who owns Pfizer and Moderna? Spelled wrong on purpose. BlackRock, they also own the most shares of Amazon. Yeah, they do. Good morning. Also, SOE, tacticalgear.com. Made in America. Excellent stuff. Go get some. Appreciate you, bro. It's this month. Sometime this month, I'm going to be on John's live stream with him. Maybe I should look at my calendar and I'll let you know. It's a Tuesday, the 21st. Tuesday, the 21st at, 1230 Central Time. Mark your calendars. Great whisper campaign back there. Excellent. Shifting gears from Pfizer, we go over here to from MSN.com. Ukraine sinks 5 Russian boats carrying recon and sabotage teams. This was put up 18 minutes ago. At least 5 Russian light craft carrying reconnaissance and sabotage teams were destroyed by the Ukrainian military over 24 hours, the general staff of the armed forces of Ukraine claimed on Tuesday. The motor boats, yeah, see their boats, they're little, were sunk on the island chains at the delta of the Dnieper River, where it flows into the Black Sea. In November, Russian forces retreated. By the way, this area is supposed to be fully in control of the Russians. Where it flows into the Black Sea. In November, Russian forces retreated to the east bank of a strategic river which bisects Ukraine and flows through several major cities. Ukrinform reported that Russia has intensified the operations of sabotage and reconnaissance teams in the area of the islands. Yeah, asymmetric warfare. Why wouldn't you? You know, it's not just let's all line up across a hayfield from one another and walk lockstep across the open area while firing at each other. Yeah. Asymmetric warfare. It's good stuff. Sabotage? Absolutely. Recon? Yeah, we got to know what's a sabotage. A Russian warship was sunk in the same area on 10 January by the Ukrainian military artillery. While it was unclear what class the vessel was at the time of the sinking, an infrared photo accompanying the announcement showed what appeared to be a patrol boat on fire. Following the report of the sinking of 5 motorboats, the Ukrainian Defense Ministry did not update its tally of Russian ships destroyed by its forces, perhaps indicating that these ships were too minor to count or unconfirmed. According to the Ukrainian Navy, on Tuesday, there were 12 Russian ships in the Black Sea on standby for combat operations. 3 of the ships were armed with caliber sea-to-land missiles, which the Black Sea fleet has sporadically used to bombard Ukrainian positions. While Ukraine has little in terms of a conventional navy after much of it was destroyed or seized in the Russian conquering of Sevastopol in 2014, it has defied Russian attempts of complete naval superiority in the Black Sea with the use of anti-ship missiles and naval drones. The Russian fleet has been wary about getting close to the Ukrainian shore and at times in recent months has decreased the presence of its missile boats to 0. So, the Ukrainians sunk some Russian boats, not ships, boats in the Black Sea. And that's what we're going to look at today, y'all. It's my parking lot's a sheet of ice out here. Apparently, there's some more weather coming in the near future, in the next few hours. So that's going to be fun. We've got biz dev stuff to do today. You guys know what? It's Mass Prepa in the chat. Mass Prepa. Shalom, brother. Yeah, we're going to talk about how to support the show now. One of y'all yesterday was like, not everybody that jumps off when it's time to talk about how to support the show is a freeloader. I've been buying stuff from Refuge and supporting you for you. I appreciate you. If you took that the wrong way, that's on you, homie. You still are invited to beat feet, skedaddle, get out of here, have a blessed day, shalom. Meow. All right, go. Mazel tov. I don't hold that against you. All right? Bear, you're salty today. Yeah, we got a lot of shit to do today. And it's been react to contact since 06. Now, how to support the show. Patreon.com, link in the description. Put up a video this morning of a guy, you might have heard of him. His name's J.A. Dudley. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt training in Las Vegas, Nevada with Sergio Penha. That video is up on Patreon this morning. There's some really good conversation in that video and some good jiu-jitsu in that video. So a little change of pace from what we typically do, but I thought there was some value in that content. So it's up on Patreon this morning.
It's so good.
Bob says it's so good, but he's biased. Don't listen to him. He's
in the video.
Yeah, he's also in the video. Bob's also in the video.
Barely. But Sergio Penha's in the video, and you should go listen to that wisdom, dude.
Yeah, dude. A little
impressive. Sorry.
So, Patreon. Yeah. Link in the description. RefugeMedical.com. We're talking about the ox this week. Is that correct?
That's
ox.
Correct.
Yeah, you want to snatch that one from right there on the floor?
Heck yeah, dude.
Bear Facts are in stock. These guys are in stock. You guys know what the Bear Fact is. This is the ox OSHA compliance kit right here.
Look at
Yep, this case is made in America by Condition One. This one's mine. It's dirty because it's been outside doing stuff, right? And, you know. Ta-da! Look at that. Look at that. Band-aids, medical tape, CPR pocket resuscitator, burn dressings, eye shields, eye wash, first aid pocket guide, gloves, shears, Sam splint, orange soft tee tourniquet, trauma pack, vented chest seals, nasal pharyngeal airway, hypothermia blanket, splinter remover, cold packs, compressed gauze, 3x3s, 5x9s, triangle bandages, ace bandages, mini duct tape, glucose gel, oral rehydration salts, anti-diarrheals, Benadryl, triple antibiotic, antiseptic towelettes, burn gel, and hand sanitizer. This exceeds what OSHA says you need to have on a job site, and it's the only Class B kit out there that comes with a real tourniquet. This is a soft tee tourniquet, Special Operations Forces tourniquet. This is $329. It's not $9,000. By the way, there's one of these I've seen on the market. It's $5,700. Has a little tablet in the lid so that as you're watching somebody bleed out, you can try and press on the right program to learn how to put a tourniquet on somebody. This is $329. It's also free shipping if you use promo code BEARNATION. It's also, like all of our stuff, guaranteed forever. And if you use this to save a life, we'll replace the contents at no cost to you. So, I know it's so expensive. Yeah, have you ever gotten a fine from OSHA? It's kind of expensive. Do you sell AEDs? sales@refugemedical.com if you need AEDs. We do AEDs on custom orders. We don't have them available in the store because the supply chain is so horrendous that I'm not going to even try to offer them to you on a regular basis. Let that be an indicator. I've talked about this the last few days. I'll say it again. Things are getting, we're entering another period of time where DOD, DLA, et cetera, are snatching up things off the market. So if you, from a preparedness standpoint, need some stuff, go get some stuff. All right. Refugemedical.com. Promo code is BEARNATION. Also, wound care buckets. I'd get them now because the availability of gauze, flat gauze, is it's getting stupid. I'm just from one brother to another. I'm telling you right now, it's getting stupid. Okay. Okay.
If only we had a way to make gauze not in Asia.
Oh, yeah. You mean we shouldn't just trust the Chinese to make the things that are going to save American lives in our next war?
No, they have our best interests at heart all the time.
Chris Haynes, what is the brand of AED you would trust with your life? sales@refugemedical.com. Okay. RefugeTraining.com. They are on their way to Shreveport, Louisiana right now. Where are they going?
They're going
to Louisiana.
They leave, I believe, roughly 11 is the estimated departure.
Cool. Yep. They're going to go teach y'all how to not die. Those of y'all that were smart enough, fortunate enough to get into class, they are headed on the road right now. The somebody said $3,000 on Amazon, LOL, for an AED. You will rejoice over that price in 3 months. I promise you. You will rejoice over that price in 3 months. You will beg the father to be able to find one for $3,000 in 3 months. There's some shit up in the medical industry. I'm telling you, I can't give you specifics because we are vendors, wholesalers, retailers for a lot of these companies. But certain companies have it in their business plan over the next 2 years to double the cost of their components. Double. You guys think it's high pressure sales when I say get it now? It's not. I don't give two shits if you buy today or not. I don't care.
You probably have some medical stuff.
I have a little bit of medical stuff.
That's odd. So
So I have a stomp bag there, a mini stomp there, an ox here, a bear fac here. I have more shit in my barn and in my systems than I'm not exaggerating, than most ambulance corps have in their buildings. Okay. I've been to firehouses. We have more. I have more than they do. Not refuge. Me. I have more than they do. Companies are planning over the next 24 months to double the cost. Okay. So if you want to spend 2 years from now, $540 for this first aid kit, you go right ahead. If you 2 years from now want to spend $170 for this one, you go right ahead. That's fine. You wait a couple years. Doesn't bother me one bit. All right. AEDs for $3,000. You will be begging for a $3,000 AED in 3 months. Mark my words.
You'll probably be waiting for a $3,000 AED. Yeah. Amazon will say, yeah, it'll ship in 2 weeks. But I don't know if you know what's going on with batteries right now on a large scale, but that's a determining factor inside an AED is the battery system. So you're going to be waiting.
Yep. So, yeah. Yeah. RefugeTraining.com if you want to learn how to not die. And lastly, GrindstoneMinistries.com. Link in the description for online giving for the Caleb House swag, for the Saws Facts Not Feelings shirts. I do care. That's why I get worked up. But we're entering, I feel it. I see it on this end. We're entering another period of time where the likelihood for stupidity is higher than usual. And there's a lot of indicators that point in that direction. So I'm telling you, $3,000 for AED, if you can get it, you'll be thanking the Father you only paid $3,000 for one. Yep. Yep. And by the way, the good ones right now, the good ones are $5,000 plus. Yeah, you can get some garbage intermittent use. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't for a grand or two, maybe three. The good ones, the ones I would use, $5,000-ish now, which means 24 months from now, $10,000. Yeah. Gobbler Blaster said you'll be lucky to get one at any price in 2 months. Yeah, exactly. Bear kit or training first? Gosh, that's a difficult question. The kit doesn't matter if you don't have the training.
You kind of get a kit at training.
But yeah, you do. You get a kit at training as part of the cost of you coming to training. So anyway, they even talk to you when to shock and reshock. That depends on the AED. This is not the – go to Responder 2. We teach AED in Responder 2. It depends entirely on the defibrillator and on the type of pattern that you have going on. And there's basic and advanced AEDs. A basic will be a shock, no shock. Either there's a pattern there that's shockable or there's not. An advanced, I can shock you back into a pattern that's shockable. The YouTube comments section is not the place to have this conversation. You want to learn, come to class. Responder 2 from RefugeTraining.com. And yeah, medical stuff's going up. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. We have tried forever and a day to make a good, affordable kit for y'all so the good people can have access to these kits to be able to save lives. And unfortunately, the industry has its own motivations. Many of y'all don't realize the lengths to which we are going on this end. We are trying to be the first company on the planet that makes these 100% in America. 100% in America. We're working on that. It's going to be expensive, but we're working on that. We make every stitch of this, every stitch in America. The gauze that we use, America, or at least not China. It's very difficult, right? Tourniquets. I'm beholden to two different companies for a tourniquet. The soft tee from TACMED or the Cat 7 from North American Rescue. Are there alternatives? Yes. Are they combat proven? No. It's challenging. And I see the writing on the wall. And so the best I can do is try and pass that on to y'all as an indicator so that you do the appropriate things. I'm telling you, this shit's going to get way more expensive, and I don't want it to. And then after it gets way more expensive, you're not going to be able to get it at all. And I don't want that to happen either. So with that, I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. I'm out. Shalom.